It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
Oh, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Carey, Scott Mitchell.
Wow.
What?
That was a sigh.
It was. Wow. You know what it is? It's because the rumors can be too much. The rumors are almost as exciting as, like, part of the thing is that you want from rumors of BYU possibly playing this team over here or over there. It's just the fun of the rumor, okay? So whatever they taught you in Sunday school about rumors and gossip, the first thing they always have to tell you is, yeah, you know, it sounds fun on the face of it. I'm like, yeah, it's amazingly fun. I love these kinds of rumors. And I love people going, well, we'll just see you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. And then they kind of give you, you know, a wink or, you know, I love this kind of stuff. I love when people go on Twitter and go, I have it confirmed. And then the schools come out and go, you have not confirmed anything. And then they go, I have confirmed that you have a Twitter account. Like, they just make up. You know, it's just as funny how these guys have to keep going from, like, one thing to the next. And all we're doing is just praying for a football game some way, somehow, here in Utah. And, of course, we already know the Utes are going to be playing on Saturday. Scott, the Utes are playing the Oregon State Beavers. And I've got some things that Coach Whittingham has to break down from this last week and things that his team needs to adjust to right now. The very first thing, and you've alluded to it many times, are the problems that they have with turning over the football. Here's what Coach Whittingham had to say about turning over the ball and being a Utah Ute.
We go about it every day of the week. We dedicate periods to nothing but ball security drills. We've been doing that for years. Andy's very tuned into that. Andy Ludwig, our coordinator, nobody is neglecting that. Nobody is not paying attention to that. We're all paying attention to it. And it's something we always do pay attention to. If you boil it right down to the bare bones, that's been.
So I just want to say, I hate our colleagues across the sports journalism side of things. That's a frustrated answer. Because they're like, Coach, what are you doing to address the fumbles? It's like, of course, you think Coach Whittingham doesn't know what the issue is?
He just put the switch on. There's no emotion in that whatsoever. This is like, okay, this is answer number, you know, 54B.
It's turnover. Right? He just pulls up the file of turnovers. Yeah.
It's like, no, we actually go to practice and we say, let's figure out ways that we can give this game away. Let's find out ways. Let's not care about. We don't need to worry about ball security. Ball security is something that you're taught from the very beginning of your existence in football. That's not turning the ball over is not Utah's problem. It's not. None of this. It's like it's a waste of time to even talk about it. What's Utah's problem is they don't really care. They don't really want to play right now. They're not taking this seriously.
Wow, really?
This is yes. Yes. Absolutely. And you know, everyone can put on a good face. And I can't hardly blame them. I really can't. Because your first two games of the season got canceled. And you're not going to get them back. It's not like, I mean, right out of the gates, before they ever played a game, they were the last team in all of college football to start a game in the whole entire country. And so you miss your first two games. And then you lose your quarterback. The guy that really, I mean, if there's anybody that needs this season, it's Cam Rising. Above any player on that entire Utah football
team. And he doesn't get it.
And he doesn't get it. Mm-hmm. And so then you have no fans in the stands. You're going to have four games in a season, and maybe five, you know, if this round-robin playoff thing, whatever that happens. So you're barely going to have a season. You're probably not going to go to a bowl game. And the reality is, it's like, I guarantee that, and they won't, no one will say this. Like, they can't say this. The reality is they just want to get through the season, get something positive out of it, and move on. They're there because they have to be there. And I don't think Utah's alone. I think this is most of the teams in the Pac-12. I mean, I think it's everyone in the Pac-12.
They were they were handed a big bag of failure when everything started up.
It's
for them
not.
Anyway.
What is there to be excited about? I mean, really. I mean, you're not going to make the college football playoffs. You're not. And I just haven't seen. It was better last week at Washington, but I just haven't seen. And I'm not knocking anyone. I'm not saying all these. You know, I'm just saying the circumstances have kind of put them in a place where they don't. I don't know that they have any other choice than to just kind of work their way and try to make the most out of this season. Because I'm telling you, it is bizarro world out there.
When you say that, do you think that these, like, what is the thing? Because now they're being, then it sounds like they're kind of being held hostage, that they're forced to play these games against a team. Like, at the beginning of all this, when we were looking at a possible six-game, maybe seven-game, you know, situation with a quote-unquote championship week or whatever, when we were looking at that, we looked at this Oregon State game and went, okay, they've set it up for Utah to go undefeated. Their one crossover to the North game is an Oregon State team coming down to Salt Lake. Now it's like, what are you playing for? This team just beat Oregon last week, and now you've only got two games left on your paltry schedule. And now what? Because now these guys, I mean, you can say they don't have a lot to play for, but at the same time, these guys want to play, and there are a lot of young guys who want to show up.
So here's what I've learned in my time in football. When you're out of it, and they're out of it, right? You can't change how you go into a football game. I mean, everyone can say, you know, put on a good face and go out there, and we try the same all the time. It takes a Herculean effort to do that. These athletes are geared. They want to compete for a championship. In the NFL, you want to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's all you want to do. You want to win a championship every single year. And when you know you're out of that, it's like, oh, you know, and so it takes a real professional. It takes someone who's really focused, who's dedicated, who's really disciplined to what they're doing to say, okay, I'm going to put in every ounce of energy into this as if we're going to the championship, if we're going to win the championship, if we're going to, you know, whatever it is that you're striving for, is that focus never changes. And I think it's a little bit of a disservice to these players because, you know, all of a sudden next year they're going to go, okay, now we have to turn on that mindset. And I think it's they're better served if they say we have to develop this championship mindset now, today, even in this season that's kind of lost. A lot of the players a year ago, they said we had a bitter taste in our mouth the first year they went to the Pac-12 championship, and they all wanted to come back. And they all wanted to, you know, avenge what, you know, they thought they could go back and win. But that mindset has to start today. You know, you can't go get to the end of the season and go, yeah, we probably should have tried harder or maybe had a little bit better focus. And so these turnovers aren't because they don't practice and aren't because the coaches don't talk about it. And they don't have collapses at halftime because the coaches don't talk about it. They're not taught it. It's because they haven't developed that championship mindset yet.
Let's take the break here. When we come back, we've got, oh, my goodness. It's one of Scott's favorite segments that we do all week. They So Poo-Poo. The people that make the list that you don't want to make. We have MVPs sometimes, and every so often we have They So Poo-Poo. Come right back. We'll hang out and we'll talk about it. We'll get you through all this, Utah fans, BYU fans, whoever's out there listening. Stay right here with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.